Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We're trying something different here, and that is, one, we're blowing off our group therapy for now.
Sorry to the person that's really counting on us to solve their issue today.
Tomorrow.
We'll get to it tomorrow. That's not super pressing, right? It is, isn't it? Oh, dang it. Wait, can we do it next hour? We can do it next hour.
That's Throwback Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so anyways.
Wait, we can launch it at... we can blow off. Can't be Kelly.
No, we can't.
We don't need to do that.
All right, so sorry. It's Ben and Kelly here on 99.7 DJX at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitch. If you're on Twitch, that's what we're trying, something new. We're streaming this on Twitch.
We're getting a lot of good information and advice on how to be good Twitchers.
Yeah,
is that what you're called?
I don't know.
Are you a Twitcher?
I don't know, but we don't...
that sounds weird.
We're new to this. We were talking about earlier the fact that I pride myself on very few things. One of those things is the ability to parallel park, to be able to squeeze into tight places, giggity. But I failed at that yesterday.
Okay, I'm moving on. I'm trying to ignore it. Move on! Move on!
And I failed at that miserably.
A stream of cars,
and it was just embarrassing. And thousands of people do this every single day. They parallel park, or they try a parking spot. They try to squeeze into a tight spot, and they're not able to do it, so they choose something else. No big whoop. You move on, you go on.
Yeah. Alicia says, customer service manager for an aesthetics company using different software to process orders. I can train new hires just fine, but if my boss is watching me, I instantly forget how to do it. Being on Zoom and sharing my screen is also the worst. I forget what to click. Yes, when you have like an audience,
when
you're leading a meeting, and then you're like, oh, if you have technical issues, that's the worst. And then you have to try to put your IT hat on and figure it out. Why isn't my mic on? I don't understand it. Everyone's going, can't hear you.
Yeah. Kate says, normal things that are embarrassing. When the cashier gives you your change or card back and receipt, and you're not ready for it. And so you're scrambling to kind of like put it in your bag while the person behind you waits. And that's the worst. Like, where you're like, here, just put it in my hand. And then you're trying to like juggle and balance what you've just purchased with the change. And
Yeah. Okay, so this listener wants to remain anonymous, but sent this entire conversation. I haven't read all of it just yet.
Are you going to dry
I'm
read it?
Without a net, yes. Oh, it's me. It's so beautiful here. This is exact conversation while driving through Frederick, Maryland, while in the car with my boss and her boss.
Okay.
Me. It's so beautiful here. Everyone's so friendly. I love how hospitable it is, and it looks like everyone really prides themselves on it. Boss, it is beautiful, but I don't know about that hospitable thing. Me. Oh, don't be so humble. I see all the pineapples, though I'm confused on why they're all upside down. I've never seen it that way before. Is it significant for this community? Boss is boss. Snort. You can say that. Boss. We're driving through a swingers community. Oh! That must be the symbol. How fun.
Me, how fun.
Looking around and smiling. Boss and boss's boss, confused in corporate. Me, you know, I don't see many trees here. Are there playgrounds around instead? I haven't seen any of those either. Not many kids, to be honest, boss. I'm sorry. What? Oh, I just assumed that there'd be more visible swings if that was what the community values so much. Boss's boss, full on crying in the back. Boss says, that's not the type of swingers we're talking about. Me, what? Boss, you have two children. Yes, I have swings in our yard, but I really want to put a porch swing and a tree swing in, but I'm waiting to see if I get to keep the house first. The boss says, swingers are couples that hook up with other couples, and the upside down pineapple is how they indicate that they're willing to do that. Me frantically looking around to make matters worse. The event dinner we were going to, my boss ordered a Mai Tai that had a pineapple garnish. And my boss's boss ordered the Hawaiian chicken that came with pineapple slices on it.
Okay, so that's just an embarrassing moment. That's not a normal thing. I feel like
in front of her boss her boss's boss.
Okay, I get that now.
So she's like, they sat on both sides of me. I hated everything.
I get that now.
That's so great.
Normal things.
What an epic story.
Seem embarrassing. By the way, shout out to Frank and Amber who just got engaged yesterday. Thank you for the picture of the engagement ring. We appreciate that.
That's amazing.
I wish we could show the texts that we actually get on our request line to our streamers.
You're so precious.
Jordan says another embarrassing thing, singing at the top of your lungs in the car and then looking over to see someone staring at you.
Yes, no. But you know what? If they start singing too or give you the thumbs up, like, yes, I see you.
That's one of the things that I love about radio is that it's a communal thing. It's like, you know, when you're streaming a song, that's your own individual thing. There can be millions of streams and all that stuff.
Yes, 100%.
But it's all individualized. Radio is a community. So,
especially if it's like during Throwback Thursday, you look over and you're like, you're listening too, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's that shared little bond. Right, exactly. We were talking about the windshield wipers earlier, the fact that if you've got it aggressively high, that's embarrassing when it's just kind of a sprinkle out, but you have your windshield wipers on high.
Right.
And I made the comment that I try to flex when I can at keeping my windshield wipers at a lower speed than is safe.
That is the most obscure thing you think people are going to judge you on. Like, seriously, people are looking up. I'm not looking in anybody else's windshield wiper speed. I'm trying to navigate my own car through the rain. And now the only thing I'll say about that is if you're driving along and you got the windshield wiper still going pretty at a good speed and the rain stopped. Like there's zero rain.
Corey checks in and says, Corey here, I agree. The longer you go without using wipers, the cooler you are. See? Thank you, Corey.
Really? You don't need to enable that behavior.
Angie says, I thought I was the only one. I thought I was the only one. I call it crazy wipers on fast speed.
Oh, wow. Well, listen, yesterday there was rain like that. That required that.
Luke says you got to check the speed of everyone around you. And I agree.
Seriously?
I do. I will.
Am I being judged secretly and I just didn't understand that?
Yes. Because when I have to turn my windshield wipers on, I will check the people around me to see how quickly their wipers are. And I will judge silently accordingly.
Well, Matthew says even harder flex. I don't use mine unless I absolutely have to. Like, I'm not using them. Not at all. Let that rain come. I can see through it. Thank you, Ken. He agrees with me. Like, I have not paid one attention at all to anybody else's wipers. I'm just looking at me.
Whitney says, I'm overly annoyed about people leaving their wipers on after the rain is stopped.
Okay, yes. I understand that. I understand that. And maybe people are just like, you know, you're just cruising along.
It's like, there's no rain. What are you doing?
On autopilot and you just forgot to turn them off.
That's so funny.
Or it's also in the same lane if you're driving along and you've got your turn signal on. And you're not turning.
Yeah, that just literally happened
along the highway.
Happened yesterday.
Yep.
Person had their left turn signal on, and we're driving. And my daughter's like, "Don't they notice that their turn signal is on?"
Yes.
And I'm like, "Yeah, they should." And then they went the opposite way. They turned right, and I'm like, "Ah, this person's just failing."
Yeah, then you look like a really king idiot. Yeah,
they're just failing.
Okay.
All right. Someone checked in. Chris said, embarrassing moment, getting in the car to listen to Group Therapy and only to find out that it's been postponed. Listen, we had more important and pressing embarrassing matters to attend to.
This is more pressing. You're right. Sometimes we have to pivot.
Guys,
Angela needs us, though. She's in a tough... She's standing on the cliff of her relationship.
Oh, are you actually talking about group therapy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, that's going to be for tomorrow. Angela's going to have to sit there and wait because we have literally turned this radio show that's a mixture of music content into just a talk show.
Are we blowing off all the music, too?
It's almost
time for Angela, if that's what we're doing.
No,
wait, what are some of the songs coming up?
Oh.
I'll tell you if we can skip them.
We're gonna skip. I'm not gonna play any of them.
Oh, you're not playing it.
Look at the time, Kelly.
Oh my. We've been quite chatty.
We have a consultant meeting today.
Oh, what are you doing,
Jeff? We need to redact this from the record.
Oh,
we need to redact this entire thing from the record.
He's gonna be like, "Have you learned nothing?" All the work we've been doing up to this point, out the window.
He's going to be
keep
like...
Keep it tight and bright. Tight and bright.
Another embarrassing Mason says, I hate to speak in meetings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I get it. Sure.
Oh, yeah. Mary Jane, when you live in a neighborhood and all your neighbors mow first and you don't have the time and you feel super pressured.
And you look like everyone is judging, like, look at that lawn.
Look at
it's
that lawn.
Almost
it's
knee high.
You know what? My flex is mowing before everybody else. So I'm like, best lawn. Best lawn in the neighborhood.
Right.
Best lawn.
But then it's going to be like,
come at me.
Grown out again before everyone else's too. You're just going to have to keep that up. You're going to have to keep it up.
Okay.
Steffi says, tell Jeff this is what the people want. Okay.
All right, listen.
Tim, one of the best mornings. No music interrupting a great conversation. Thank you, Tim.
Honestly, the only reason we're doing this is for our new friends, our new seven friends on Twitch.
And then you've completely thrown out the entire game plan of the show.
I don't know.
The whole strategy.
I'm drunk with power.
Because we're trying to impress our new Twitch friends, which, by the way, I've heard we're not Twitchers, we're streamers.
Streamers.
Okay, good note. Adam, embarrassing moment. DJ said, don't play music.
Oh, all right. Bringing us
LMAO,
back to reality.
Best segment
sure.
ever. That's
okay.
Cool, Adam. We love
all
you.
All right, thanks.
This is great.
Thanks.
This is great.
All right. So, thanks. That's it for this segment, I guess.
A lot of people have big feelings about windshield wipers, I've learned from this. Many people rolling in about the windshield wiper thing.
Yeah. Kelly, you are going to find yourself next time it rains, probably even this afternoon.
Now suddenly feeling self-conscious about the use of my wipers and if I'm using it appropriately.
About the speed of your wipers versus everyone else.
I don't need that kind of stress when I'm already white knuckling it through like really low visibility rain.
Okay.
I don't need to worry about what is everybody else doing in this moment right now. I'm just trying to survive.
Get on our level, Kelly. Get on our level.
Wow.
One more. Allie, embarrassing moment. Chasing a ping pong ball around, dehumanizing. You're like, oh, hang on a second. Hang on. I got
that
it.
Slippery little sucker keeps
or someone
away.
Even or someone even tosses you anything and then all of a sudden you have pressure to catch it. Oh gosh!
There's lots.
All right, that was good. That was good. All right, hey, thank you so much for all the calls. Don't tell our consultant Jeff about this. This remains between us.
Tammy, one more. I think you're the flex. I think you're flexing with the show. How you can talk right up to when the song starts. That's your biggest flex, something you should be proud of. And you don't have...
That's something they teach us in DJ school.
Yeah, exactly. That's called hitting the post.
Yeah, that's called hitting the post. All right. Again, this stays between us. This goes nowhere beyond this, okay? If someone named Jeff asks you about this show, you say it's a great show, and
absolutely.
I listen all the time. There's no comments.
Angie is hanging on, waiting for us to solve all of her issues. We're getting to it.
We'll get to it tomorrow. On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up. What?